ZLK, mobile again.
Hey, Shane.
Your way home, would you?
Not yet, but I'm not too far away. What's up?
Surprised to catch you again in the vehicle. A lot of times you're in between stops like I am, pretty quick.
Much longer. I got just a little bit till I get to my next stop, so. But then I got two more stops and I'm done for the day.
Thursday's a long day for you.
Be a little longer than this, but I've got done pretty quick today.
Got the remodel this morning in your kitchen, or was that yesterday? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I was going to see if anything more got done, but it might have been this morning when I was talking to you.
No, it was probably yesterday. Got a little bit of work to do before they come back, so we'll do that this weekend.
I know you'll be happy to get that done. What's their timeline projection on that?
Really don't have one. It's just a friend helping me out do it, so that's the way it's going right now. So hopefully it won't take too long.
Since I didn't know if you had hired somebody and they said we'll be done in 2 weeks or 1 week or what. But yeah, if you got a friend and you're helping out, there can all be some, all kinds of variables there when you're available and when he's available.
He's taking care of most of the stuff during the day when I can't be there. I'm just doing what I can, like this weekend, be doing a little bit of painting and taking care of that issue and moving a few other things around now that we've got the doorway opened up where I can get them through.
So I miss you, baby, wife and her bow.
The sheetrock covering where they punch the outlets through.
I put a different color wainscot back up over top of it, and you won't be able to know it at all then, so it'll be out of the way.
Know it. How will you be able to sleep at night knowing that's behind that wainscoting?
I'll have to learn to deal with it.
There are things that bother me, like, not that, but there have been things that, when I've done some remodeling stuff around the house, and I have to tell myself, I'm the only one that knows this. No one else is going to walk in and see this. I'm right down here looking at it, so it does not matter. Let it go.
I'm the same way. But Shane, I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You be careful out there, and maybe I'll catch you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
N4ZLK.
KO4WWZ KO4PXB.
Stand by for a second.
KO4PXB, you doing okay today?
Yes, sir, I'm doing all right. Just got done with my second day on the new job. Got 9 hours in.
Recall what you had started doing. What are you doing now?
Working with right South Carolina Traffic Control.
Definitely an interesting work. Do they provide you on truck and you just pretty much go around where they need you?
I use my personal vehicle and I ride with a team in a truck. However, if I keep doing good and have a good performance in 3 to 6 months, I could potentially have my own company truck that I get to take back and forth to work and don't pay for the gas. But I have to go through the probationary period first.
The probation period has always pretty much been set with most companies now. They just want to do a 90-day evaluation, see how it goes.
Roger. I hear you on that. That's perfectly okay with me. They need to see what my strengths and weaknesses are. Try it now.
It's KO4PXB. Say again.
GTH right now.
I'm traveling toward Greenville on 85.
Well, I'm over here in Greenville at 600 West First Road. This is where I met the crew mate this morning. He's having to come back and bring me my keys.
You may have heard this word of advice before, pretty much with any workplace. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes and ears open, and you'll do very well.
Roger, roger. Thank you. All right, here he comes with my keys, so I've got to get ready to get out and grab them. I'll be right back. I'm back. KO4WWZ.
TFW.
Haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
Chandler, thought the same thing myself. It's been a while since you went to your new job and you're not with the morning crew anymore. How you been?
I'm doing fine, but let me just say I'm sweating harder than exercising food.
Made you one of them good outside jobs. So now.
Looking for the right traffic control.
Give you a chance to learn something new and maybe learn a good skill. Morning crew's been asking about you, but nobody's been able to get a hold of you on the radio.
He's in the mobile rig in the house with the nag mount for a little bit, but then my power supply decided to just cut off on me and not come back on. And I just got so frustrated I needed to take some time before I started messing with this stuff again.
Understand that, and that I worked outside about half of the time and then inside in the office the other half.
Yeah, in fact, it's only going to get hotter next week. I have a lot to look forward to.
Just remember, drink plenty of water and stay hydrated.
Probably drank about 7 or 8 bottles of it today.
Or Gatorade, I hope.
Gatorade, I'm allergic to it.
Right, I hope you're not drinking soft drinks. You're drinking plenty of water, right? We'll get you on the radio now.
Let's say anywhere from 4 in the afternoon until 6. It depends on how long the foreman from the Dig Energy wants to keep us out. But it's anywhere from 4 to 6 in the evenings, and now tomorrow you can text me about maybe 7, anywhere from 7 to 8:30 in the morning.
It won't catch you in the morning since I'm usually out there by 6 or 6:15 anyway. Well, that'll give you a little more sleeping time, then you won't be so sleepy in the morning, right?
Yes, sir, as long as I can pay attention to my time. KO4WWZ with KN4TFW, and if you're still out there, KO4TFB.
KO4 floor of PXB. I'm still here. Can you drink the Powerade drinks?
No.
I didn't say do you, I said can you.
No, sir, that's a negative. They also have ingredients in them that are not good for my food allergies.
Yeah, I definitely recommend you trying to find something that will replace your electrolytes, because if you drink so much water during the day, it kind of just flushes those out, so you need something to put the electrolytes back in your system.
Roger, Roger. I'll be on the lookout. It might be that I have to drink that stuff called Pedialyte, because it seems to be the only thing that I can drink that has a certain amount of electrolytes that will not affect my food allergies.
Thing I found out so far that I'm allergic to, I'm allergic to stupidity.
I have one of those at the work site today. Don't get me started. He about had me wanting to punch three walls.
For PXB, remember the rule I just mentioned to you a while ago, especially on day two of working?
Roger.
You don't have to apologize to me. It's just it's always a good rule of thumb. I've been with the county, 19 years, and I still follow that same philosophy of keeping my mouth shut, my ears and eyes open. You are.
Sir? Here, I overhear y'all's conversation, and heard where you were working for Wright Traffic Control. I know in Greenville they're three main traffic control companies. That's Wright, SPA, and AWP. And it's funny because I work for AWP. I'm one of our leads out there. And I can relate to being working out there. That's what I do.
Thank you. Maybe one day you and me will be working alongside each other. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
It's one of Wright's competitors, but yeah, I'll probably see you out there. I work here in the Greenville area sometimes. Most of the time I'm with the DOT, but yeah, I'm working around Greenville. I'll probably see you out there somewhere.
DOT, have you ever worked with a guy from SCDOT by the name of Shane McJunkins?
Familiar, but probably not. Most of our DOT work is in Chester County, York County, and Lancaster County.
That makes sense. Well, Shane McJunkins is my brother. he works for the DOT, Greenville County, part of the SCDOT.
I got you. I hear that. Yeah, that's good to see you now. Yeah, traffic control, it's a unique field. I like it. I've been here for about 5 years now, and I enjoy it. It's a little hot, and yeah, like the gentleman said earlier, yeah, mouth closed and ears open.
I will be sure to be on my best behavior from now on. Thank you.
You guys work with a lot of Duke crews. You probably work with a lot of bike crews, too, if you're in Greenville. I know several of them. I know a lot of them, actually. They're pretty cool guys, pretty cool crews to work for.
Yep, that's who I worked with today for my first time out in the field. The foreman's name was Wayne Malmesbury, I believe.
Mabry? He's got a brother named Jerry.
Might be him. He has a tattoo on his right arm.
I sure do. I know Wayne. He's a good fella. I'll get back together. I'm going to clear off the line here. I got to get ready. I want to grill out a little bit tonight. So, you be safe out there, brother, and I'll probably see you around somewhere. I want to see how far you are, and we clear on your final.
It's 73, sir, and my name is Chandler, and if you see a little short guy with three fingers on his right hand and two fingers on his left, that'll be me. Just tell me who you are and give me the call sign, and I'll be glad to speak with you if I've got a minute and it's safe to do so.
Because I've got a radio in my truck, in my work truck.
I'm so going to make sure I have one in my work truck when I become a lead.
Yeah, I'll talk on the repeater down here. I'll talk on the repeater up towards Charlotte. I'll hand it back over to y'all. KO4, RUR, I'll be clear.
SW. Good to talk to you again, catch up with you. I'm done with walking the dog. She's about had it in this seat. And that, so I'll say 7-3, you have a good one. Look forward to catching you another time. KN4, TFW.
Increase to you, sir. Glad to talk to you.
Handler's KO4PXB. To the fact that it's been announced on the TV and radio pretty much, if you want to, definitely might as well take advantage of it, of contacting the Greenville Tech and some of the local colleges here. They're offering free tuition to take some of these classes, so if you definitely want a college degree, look into it. Definitely wouldn't hurt to even work, will not hurt to try it and see.
For the officer, I done forgot what we was talking about that time, my bad.
We were talking about work, and I was just giving you some definitely guidelines on work, but then, like I said, because I heard the last couple days that I think one of the community colleges, I think Spartanburg Community College and even Greenville Tech is offering some college classes that you can take for free for no tuition cost.
I'll look into that. See what they got. Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, I let my daughter know that because she's just now, she's wanting to start back going to college, and I said, well, yeah, definitely look into those classes and see what they're offering that you can take for the tuition free, but definitely read the fine print.
Let me make this turn. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All righty. Yeah, I'll look into that. Spartanburg Community College and Greenville Technical College. Roger, roger. Gotcha.
KO4 PXB. I know one of the classes they're offering is either, I think it's being a baker or something to that effect, in being a chef, and I know that was one of them.
That one's going to be a negative just because I'll be a liability due to all my food allergies. But I'll look into some of the other ones and see what they got.
You have to eat it, not cook it. For PXB, is it a contact allergy or is it ingesting?
Both. Ground turkey for sure. If I'm in a room and somebody's cooking turkey, I'm going to go into anaphylactic shock just because I smell it.
That's got to be horrible around the holidays.
Yeah, and someone living in a single wide trailer throwing up, and you have your family and they cooking the turkey in the kitchen, and you can't step it because you're in a trailer. That's terrible.
How's it just shoot me if I can't have turkey around the holidays?
Oh, now don't be like that. I can eat T-bone steak. To me, that's 10 times better than a daggone turkey.
That is definitely good, like I said.
I think you're getting into some traffic, my friend, so I'll let you sit on the side, and I'll sit on the side, and if you want to keep having this pizza, I'll be right here when you're ready. Say your former WWZ, I'll be listening.
PXB, I'm traffic cleared. If you want something to laugh at beyond belief, is look on that, look on YouTube and finding out, or look in there where the mother puts a Cornish hen inside a turkey and watch their daughters and children freak out that they've actually cooked that turkey with that hen and that other hen inside of it, not realizing that they lay eggs and not a live chicken or hen like that.
Oh, hey, that would be a good one. Give me just a second, I'm making a cut.
One daughter that she just absolutely just started bawling that she cooked that, she thought she cooked that little hen inside that turkey like that.
Good.
Like I said, but after they explained it to her, she started laughing, but it was just too funny that when they see it, they don't realize that they lay eggs and not a live chicken or a turkey. Thing that's different between me and my wife, where I grew up in pretty much the Chesney area, and she grew up in the Greenville area. For some odd reason, she also was born in Alabama, where she has never cooked the giblet gravy like that, and doesn't use any of the guts or anything on the inside. And my mother did that all the time. She made the giblet gravy with the hearts and all that stuff. And from the only thing she didn't use was the neck.
Roger, roger. Play some tennis tonight?
Going to do what tonight?
Are you going to play some tennis?
Nope. More likely what I'm going to do is get out there and fly my drone in my backyard a little bit, because this is not the person you think that plays tennis. This is Lloyd.
Oh, my goodness. I'm beating myself over the head for that. I've done that twice today. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry.
It is perfectly okay. I understand. When you ask me, was it going to play tennis? I'm going, he did it again.
Too bad. Is that drone, does it happen to take video by chance?
Does the drone do what?
Record video.
It just does not have sound, but it will record video on an SD card.
That would be so cool. I've seen one of those before with one of my friends on my dad's family side has one, and I would so want to have one of those because I could make videos of me driving my car down the road and I could play that Knight Rider theme to it.
Yeah, you just got to be careful of that because of the power lines and stuff like that. And you're not supposed to fly a drone over cars of other people anyway.
Roger that. Well, that knows you out of the question.
Because I don't think, I know for a fact, I don't have that much money to shell out for liability insurance. Because if that drone fell into somebody's car or caused an accident, you might as well just hang it up. One of my friends works with a movie company, and he said just for one of their drones, they have like $1 million insurance policy just on that one for that reason.
Roger that.
KO4 PXB, when I fly mine, I just pretty much keep it anywhere from about 10 feet off the ground. That way, I can definitely maintain contact with it. And unless I'm in a big open field, I don't let it get very far away, because most of the time what I do is one of my other friends has his company that he does, and he uses drones to take pictures of people's roof, and he'll ask me to come out there due to the fact that I have my drone and I fly under his license control.
There's a license coming in
quarter mile. Get this.
The license cost is not a drone.
I think it went, it's like $60 to just take a class, and then it's a certain other cost to actually take the certification test.
I'm just going to ask because I've been driving, so I haven't been able to listen to everything you said. What privileges would that give me if I had a license to do that?
It's the same as, like I said, you could, with that, you can pretty much fly it within the guidelines of the FCC, where you can, you just have to look at their guidelines, like I said, where with a drone pilot light, with a drone license, like I said, you can be, when you're next to a building, you can be 400 feet above that tallest building, and that includes an antenna. If that building has an antenna on it, then you can actually go 400 feet above that antenna, as long as you're within a certain distance beside that building. So there's definitely a lot of guidelines to that. And you, like I said, you have to, on that certification, you have to know how to look at the airport charts and determine a whole bunch of information on stuff for, like, pretty much like a pilot would. You have to know wind, direction, weather, all that stuff.
Well, that's cool, but this is KF4WWZ. Yes, KF4CXD. And, Lord, that may not be a bad thing for me to do, because I definitely like meteorology, so I'm sure that I could master whatever these skills are that I need and get that license, just like I had to get my ham license.
Yes, I have, like I said, the first, when they want you to know all the stuff that's around the airport, because when you're flying a drone, if you want to, you can actually register that flight path with the FAA, so that way it's a known, and looks at, it pretty much gives you the whole guidelines where the drone within a certain weight has to have that registered number on the side of it, so if it does go down and somebody finds it, then they will definitely, it'll report back to you.
Roger. Well, I have destinated at my home. I am hungry out to the tea. I want to get inside and take these steel tape boots off and prop my feet up on my lounger. I am tired. So I hope to talk to you again tomorrow morning, same time. And I really appreciate you having this excuse over me, Mr. Boyd. It's been a pleasure talking with you. It's KF4WWZ. I will definitely look into the pilot's license for the drone, and I'll declare you final.
Chandler, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXV, standing by and mobile.
4OVQ, N4OVQ, KN4CHY. More time, N4OVQ, KN4CHY. You out there, Stacy? KN4CHY, clear.
B4CBA, mobile.
B4CBA.
KN4CHY, good morning,
David.
4C, is it CHY, is that right, Charlie? Henry Yankee.
Keith on this end.
Oh, how you doing today, Keith?
Had it all since I just stepped away from the work desk, over.
Yeah, I mean, that's always good when you can walk away from work. Oh, me. So, hadn't done a whole lot today, but I'm sitting here at Roadhouse waiting on to-go order.
That might be an even better position than I'm in waiting on food, over.
Well, we've got some spaghetti at the house, but we decided to have something different tonight, but we can always, we'll have to finish that spaghetti off eventually, but it'll keep.
I heard that. We had chicken and dumplings last night, so we'll probably have leftover chicken and dumplings tonight. We don't have a Texas Roadhouse around these parts over in Seneca. hadn't been to one of them in a long time. Thinking about heading down to Anderson so I could raise Stacy. But that's an ordeal at this time of night to get into Texas Roadhouse now.
1040 KC.
Hey, go ahead.
How you doing? Keith, you doing okay? Wife and I hit the Texas Roadhouse this afternoon. They were open until 3 o'clock Monday through Friday. And the line, we got there about 15 minutes to 3, and the line was 15 people in line waiting to get in.
They don't serve lunch. At least several days a week, they don't serve lunch. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, man. They don't look terribly busy right now, but parking lot's fairly full.
Would not have thought that, Jerry. I kind of figured middle of the afternoon, if it didn't find time to go over there, but I didn't know they didn't open up until 3 o'clock. Is that since COVID, or have they always done that?
It's probably been since COVID, because I used to go there a number of years ago, and we've been going to we got an Outback over here in Longhorn. We've been going to one of those two for a long time. We decided to, one of my good friends used to go to Texas Roadhouse a lot, and he said he really liked it. I always thought it was a little, because the food was always good. It was just too much food for us. We don't eat as much as we used to in our younger days. But Monday through Friday is 3 o'clock. And Monday through Thursday, they have several of the, small combos that are like a dollar off, and that's what we usually get. But you get a steak, a 6-ounce steak, and two sides for like $10.99, and it's more than that over at Outback in Longhorn. I think the steak's better at the Roadhouse.
You really are. Let's see if I got it. Here comes McDowell. Hang on.
I think David got food delivered. That's good. I hadn't compared. We used to like Longhorns. We lived over in Fountain Inn. We used to hit that one on Lawrence Road. They had really good steaks back then. Hadn't hit either one of them in a long time because we don't have one conveniently located. We go down to Savannah. We'll periodically hit either Texas Roadhouse or Logan. I think Texas Roadhouse has got them. They've got Logan feet down there. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, the staff at this one, we usually go every Thursday, Keith. We go out maybe a couple times a week, just the two of us. And we usually go out there on Thursday just because we got to, we don't have anywhere to go on Thursdays. You don't have any other, commitments on Thursdays. We usually go on Thursdays. We get there before it opens, and the service has been invariably excellent, and the food has been too. But even now, it's just, I can't eat all of it. The steak, or 6-ounce steak is about all I need. I used to be able to eat a big steak. I can't eat one anymore. I can handle a 6-ounce, and it's just got a better flavor to me. I haven't eaten at Logan's in many years, so I haven't. And it's really difficult getting in and out of Logan's on Clemson Boulevard, but the Texas Roadhouse, it's got a traffic light there, and it's easy to get in and out. Very easy to get in and out there. They got a big parking lot, so you don't have to deal with, quite as bad traffic. And Outback's even more expensive than that. We went there a few times, and I liked it okay, and then it seemed to get, the steaks just, didn't seem to get any better. It got tougher and tougher, and same thing with Longhorn. We used to get Longhorn every week, at least, usually just once a week. Texas Roadhouse steaks are, a whole lot better. I like the flavor. They do open at 11:30 on Saturday and Sunday, so.
All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here and y'all carry on. The aroma in my car has changed quite drastically here. Since I got his food. So, but I'm pulling in the subdivision, so I'll make this my last, and y'all have a good evening. 73s, and Keith, go ahead and pick it up, KP4CPA.
73, you must be conveniently located to the Texas Roadhouse there if you already in the subdivision. Yep, have a good night, and we'll have to. We just don't get to Anderson much. That's about the closest thing to us. And, we're going to have to hit Texas Roadhouse again before too much longer. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, hope you have a good evening. Yeah, Keith, I tell you, it's a long haul from Seneca here. We, quite a few years ago when they opened that Past Cafe up here, we had a couple of friends. That's where he and his wife loved to eat, and we would go up there. And, man, that was just that's a long drive.
And we do have a place here in Seneca. Copper River has got pretty good steaks, or used to have. We hadn't been in there in a long time either. Now, their fillets are expensive. Well, most fillets are expensive, but they were always just really, really good. We hadn't been there in a while either. And I tell you, we're kind of like you were talking about. We don't go out to eat like we used to. We do most everything, even steaks. I'll usually do them at the house. We get Walmart, believe it or not, has some little center cut sirloins that are pretty good. They're not quite a fillet, but they're not quite as expensive either. So that's what we've been tending to do, and they'll usually come out pretty tender too.
Do a good bit of cooking out myself, but some of the steaks we've had recently we just didn't measure up, and just the two of us cooking out. I cook a couple of hamburgers out, and I've got a little grill. They call it a portable kitchen. It's a redo of an old aluminum top and bottom deal. The guy used to sell out of his cars back in the 50s. And they started making them again. The guy found the molds for them and started making them again. And it's a good charcoal grill. It's simple aluminum, no rust on it. I can put charcoal on one side, cook a little bit on one side, and let them sit on the other side, just kind of without getting them overcooked on the hamburgers and steaks. I've cooked some good steaks in it, but I have a hard time finding a really good steak, and even the fillets now, they're inconsistent, I guess, is what I would say. And we always use cooked sirloins or strips or something like that. The strips have not been, they were a lot tougher than I remember them, having them just from 4 or 5 years ago.
And we've run into that too, like you said, the inconsistency, but most of the time, those little center cut sirloins that they have at Walmart there, they're usually pretty tender. Maybe not quite as tender as a fillet, but they're close. And they kind of look like a fillet too. They're more, almost round and small, but they're pretty good. And they were out of them last time we went. We usually do steak night every Saturday night, so they were out of them last time we went to get some, so we got just a regular sirloin, and it was the same way like you're talking about. Yeah, it wasn't near as tender as they used to be.
The fillets have just gotten out of sight. I mean, they're just incredibly expensive. Of course, they're expensive in restaurants, too. I used to eat fillets a good bit years ago, but they just got too expensive for me. I ate one Longhorn last year, and I was really disappointed in it. It was not. It would be more like what I'd be accustomed to the tenders and flavor of a center cut sirloin. It just wasn't pork tender like I remember being when I was on the road traveling.
And when I was in Baton Rouge a couple of weekends ago, we went to a place and I thought, well, they've got a filet. I kind of like to have a filet. And I should have known it said on the menu market price. And I went on ahead and got the filet, and it was good. And got the bill, and it was $48. Now, I've paid that for a steak before, but it was in New York City at the pretty much world-renowned strip house in New York City. And I expected to pay that, and I got incredible service along with that $48. So, the steak that I had out there for $48 was not worth, the service was not worth that steak. Over.
A couple of places I know that still serve a good steak, but they are, I mean, some of them are incredibly expensive. There, I guess they're still operating. There used to be a place called Burns down in Tampa, Florida, and they had some really excellent steaks. They were, this has been a number of years ago, they were $50 then, but they could, they preferred to, instead of cutting it too thin, to cut it thicker, just splitting the steak for you, to serve two people. And that was good. And Morton's has got a good steak, too. But no, I guess Morton's is probably $70 now for one. And there are a couple of places that I've had been in years past where it wasn't quite that expensive. But when they say market price, that's where I say, well, what is the market price? That's like, you know, getting seafood, getting lobsters at market price. And you wind up paying $70 for a lobster that looks like he was starved a little bit.
Roger, looked like a lobster that could have passed for a large crawfish. I know what you mean there, too. Yeah, I knew better when I ordered it, but it was a bit of a shock because, you know, this was not a high-polluting restaurant. It's a pretty popular place in downtown, but it was no hooty-tooty place. And like I said, I hadn't been to Copper River up here in a while. They used to have them for $24, $26 bucks back when we were getting them. And I don't know what they're going for now, but that was kind of along the lines of, you know, what I was thinking. It's like, well, I'll probably have to pay $30, $35 for it. And I wasn't expecting $48.
I was looking at the prices of them at Texas Roadhouse, and I think they start out about $19, you know, and they got either 6 ounce or 8 ounce, and they have another one that's like medallions that are, you know, tenderloin medallions. I've had that before. It was like $18. It was good, but we split that. We didn't, you know, it was more than I needed. It was about 9 ounces, I think. But, yeah, $20 or so, you know, that's about what I expect to pay, but I want a good steak for that. I don't want a $10 steak for a $25 price, but also I don't want to pay Ruth and Chris's steakhouse prices either, because my brother likes eating there, but I said I can't afford to walk in the door with that place, I don't think.
They were big down there in Louisiana, too. They started in New Orleans. But yeah, I'm the same way, you know. For a special occasion, it's fine every now and then, but that's not something you want to do for steak night every week, that's for sure.
That's some of those center cut sirloins when we see them here. That Walmart stays dead. I mean, we've having to go a couple times a week to be able to find stuff now. And we try to maintain some, you know, stock of some paper products and stuff like that that may be short, just to be on the safe side. And it didn't look too full the other day when we were in there. It was a lot of stuff they were out of. But it's only 2 miles from the house. It's not a big deal to go down there for us. You know, same with going to steakhouse. We're probably three miles from Texas Roadhouse, and once a week is good for us. We both could eat there for, you know, $20, $25, or, you know, something like that. That's not too bad of a deal. and it's plenty to eat to. It's not, you don't leave that place feeling empty.
For CHY, yeah, and like you said, when you get meals, you can split it too. That's really nice. But, yeah, those center cut sirloins, it seem like they're, what, like $12-$13 for two of them. Yeah, I think it's like $12.69 or something like that, you know, depending on what they weigh. But yeah, they're smaller steaks, and they've got two of them in the pack. And so yeah, it's not bad, you know, $6-$7 a piece. And then you throw your baked potato or something like that in with it, and you're good to go.
Indeed. And I'll have to get those fibers here and look for those next time we go to see what they got in there. And I'll have to give them a run on the grill, see if I can find a couple of smaller ones. Like I said, we just don't eat as much as we did. Seems like the older I get, the less I eat. But anyway, as long as it's good, that's all that matters to me. I don't have to have a lot, but yeah, I like the flavor, and I like to have pretty good service. And like you say, a lot of times you pay as much for the service as you do for the food. And so it's higher interstate places, you pay for good service and you get it. And it's worth it for one of those special occasions. But otherwise, I can deal with something lesser service, but you know, still good food.
And I finally talked my little brother into meeting us down in New York City. He lives in Maine, so we used to do a New York City trip. Boy, I would not want to do that now. I know that's expensive now. He was always under the, you know, same opinion that most everybody is. Oh, I don't want that to do with New York City. Just too many people. And I convinced him. I told him I'd buy him a nice steak dinner if he'd come down. And, you know, he could stay the night with us and then drive back if he didn't like it. He came down and we went and had the nice dinner. And he thoroughly enjoyed it, just walking around, you know, Manhattan and seeing different things that you've seen in movie sets. And there it is right in front of you.
Yeah, somebody knows the way around, it's pretty pleasant. But if you don't, you just, you know, you don't know where to go. And my granddaughter's got to go up there next spring. I think it's next spring or next fall. Some of the people in her class were selected. They're going to some choir thing up in, kids' choir thing, and they're going to be at Carnegie Hall. I won't say it's next spring, but I think it's next spring rather than this coming fall. But her mother's going with her too, though, so, and they got somebody that knows where to run to, so that pays off. But these big cities, they're fine for people, especially if you got somebody, if you know your way around, if you have somebody with you that knows the way around. But if you go up there on your own, you're on your own.
Great. If anybody else wants to jump in, yeah. And I was with a group of guys the first time I went up there. Several of them were familiar with the area. In fact, one of the sister lives there. So they knew all the good places to hit. And, you know, our subsequent trips back have been either hit some of those places again, you know, as far as food and all, and hit different museums. And I'm not sure where Carnegie Hall is. I know where Madison Square Garden is. I know where Radio City Music Hall is. But yeah, I can't place Carnegie. I'm going to have to look that up.
Where it is either, Keith. I was supposed to go several times and just never went. I really didn't have much of a desire. When I had a desire to, you know, the kids were small and we didn't have anybody really to leave them with, and also didn't have anybody at that time that knew the way around. But, you know, 4 years ago, it was about where that time, that's about the time that we might have been able to go, but never did. I don't know whether I go now or not, though.
To that point, too, you know, we went for probably 10 years in a row, and hadn't been for probably 5 or 6 now. But toward the end of it, it was just getting so expensive. You know, you're dropping $1,200 on a hotel, and, you know, depending on how long you stay in, and then you got your flight there and back. And, the first time me and the wife went up, we actually drove it, but I was able to take several weeks off, and we took our time and stopped in D.C. and stopped in New York City. This was a trip going to Maine. But yeah, we took our time up there and back, so it was a really nice trip.
New England's a pretty place, and especially if you got time to drive it and enjoy it.
And the wife just showed me that Carnegie is at 57th and 7th, and I can't believe I've not walked by it before, because we've been all up in that area. And and I also know where Lincoln Center is. So, well, it's just a lot to cover up there. We still hadn't hit all the museums that we'd like to hit. But yeah, I think I'm about done with it. Certainly can't drive now, and don't really care to fly anymore. And plus, everything's so expensive anyway, it was getting that way when we stopped going, so I can't imagine what it's like now.
It's probably incredible now. Yeah, out of the range of most, you know, an average person, or even above average, you know, person that's got, if they got some money, whether or not you want to spend that most for a few days, and this is something really special, is taking your interest to get there. It's not a casual type trip like it was 40 years ago. I remember we could fly, it took like $29 or $30 or something, to say maybe less than $100 round trip. Stay in nice hotels for, you know, pretty reasonable prices. The food is always a little more expensive, but it's not proportional. It's a lot higher now than it was in those days. You could eat 21 Club for 20 bucks a person. Now it's probably a couple hundred bucks now, I guess.
We've seen the same thing with the hotels from that first trip I made, meeting the guys up there, and then, as we went, and like I said, that was pre-COVID, and 5 or 6 years ago, so I can imagine it's really expensive now. Even that room in Baton Rouge kind of shocked me downtown. It's like, man, these are New York City prices, or, it was back then anyway. Wonder if Stacy's got his radio on yet, or if he's been even around. N4VQ, N4VHY, you out there? I reckon he is with you.
Talking about it, maybe he'll show up. But he's too hot to be outside watching the birds right now, so he may be out a little bit later on. Just a quick change of subject. Your fine 5-inch battery, do you charge it all the time, Keith, or how do you handle that with yours?
I just leave it plugged in, leave the charger. I actually talked to them before I did that. I was a little concerned about it, but I guess with these lithium iron phosphates, they're not as bad. And hopefully the charger holds up. But yeah, he said it wouldn't be a problem at all. So as I'm sitting here talking, the charger will kick in and like keep it topped off. But after after I'm done and just sitting here listening, it will periodically kick on and then go back to sleep.
Right there, Stacy was going to chime in. I'm just curious, it's got the overvoltage protection built into the battery. I've got the 5-amp charger here. But, mine's only 4.5 amps, and this radio drives about 2 on 10 watts. And it's not doing, what's doing right now. It can't be doing much on 5 now. It's probably doing maybe or maybe an half pimp and half Navy. What I can't tell on the amperage that I was curious that I would imagine I might need to get a little bit bigger battery than a 4.5 amp to be able to do both at the time. Maybe if I got a 9 amp or something like that, that would work. The discharger that I have from them will also work on the 6 and 9. I don't think it'll go past the 9, or it may. But I may see if I get a 9 and see if that won't work. That way, I may call them and ask them about that. This one maybe just a little bit close on amperage to be able to do that all the time. But I've got the 705 set up now where it's not charging bad when the radio is turned on, which I'm not real sure if that was a great idea or not, but I've got it turned off now, so it's running directly from the bio-inno rather than through the bio-inno charging the battery and the radio operating through the battery type deal.